pressure, not being hard on ourselves.
Yes, I'm glad you did it in a whole Transformer vibe.
Yeah. I was just about to say a little prayer because I was feeling the angst.
No way. Yo, I went in the bathroom with my beer last night. Don't ever do that. I went in there, and old boy who did that that X-Men song.
Yeah.
He was in there just chilling, and I told him how amazing and nostalgic that song was for me. And he said, yeah, that's what he had in mind when he was writing it. I was right on.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for coming and hanging out with me. Will you want to introduce yourself to the people?
True ambition, repping true era. Always keep pushing for what you love. If it's not what you love, don't do it.
Thank you for being here.
I am Zunami Fish. I got all 7 Dragon Balls currently and know the location of all 6 Infinity Stones.
Thank you for being here.
Of course.
Nice. How has Norman Music Festival been this weekend, guys?
It was a fucking dream.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's different and definitely felt like it was hitting another level. And honestly, I'm excited for the next. All right, what's next?
Legally Brewed was a fucking nice venue.
Yeah, shout out to Legally.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the whole setup. Yeah. It was comfortable. My kids were there with me.
Isn't that dope?
Yes.
It was cool.
And their selection of craft beer is exquisite. They've got some different craft beers in there, man. They got that blue shit in there that'll turn your tongue blue. It's got glitter in it.
They got this spicy one.
Heated Argument.
Heated Argument.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That was delicious.
Normally served with a tahini rim and a lime wedge.
Wow.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, True, when did you start making music?
Man, I'd have to go back to, like, YouTube and really dive back. And how long it was. I would have to say, man, I want to say like 13 years. 13 years ago is when I was like, all right, I'm going to take it serious. And like really wanting to see what all I could do before then, you know. Rather if that was like going to parties and freestyle and you know, kicking it with the homies and just, like, trying to catch a vibe and, like, what I wanted to do myself. But I noticed that as I was really diving into, like, my first, like, little mixtape, that I wasn't going to really catch anything until I just started doing it a little bit more. So, I just fell in love with writing. I feel like that was the portion of me, though I was really liking to have to make the beat, because at that time, it's like, you don't know anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So in order to get your shit started, you got to find a way. And my dad always told me, don't ever let a nigga stop you. So I ain't never going to stop or have somebody find a way to stop me, because I will find a way. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It always gave me a zone to just kind of continue in some form. But I would say about 13 years ago, for sure. And yeah.
When did you start writing? Like, is that the first thing you started doing before you started doing anything else?
Writing was like something I would do like all to the side, but I was like writing to girls and shit.
Okay.
It's just what it is.
Inspirational.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just speaking some just, like, just real shit. And, but at the same time, like, was finding more of a zone. I like more, like, the East Coast zone because my first, like, CD artist was Eric Sermon. And so that shit just hit me different. And then he had that that shit, Just Like Music.
Classic.
That shit just goes off. So I would rap to that shit a lot. There was a track that I remember a homie had from like MySpace. I remember going off to that shit. There was just different tones like that. So I would just practice on some of these old school beats that I knew and it would just give me like a my own tone. Now I remember my dad being like, "Yo, you sound like me." My mom be like, "Yo, you sound like your dad." I'm like, "Man, stop that shit."
So your dad's an artist.
My dad used he was like old school artist, like around Vanilla Ice days.
Okay.
Right. So that shit cracked me up.
Uh-huh.
It's hilarious and shit.
So he kind of probably inspired you in a sense?
I didn't know at that time, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Huh.
Mm-mm. Nope. Didn't even know at that time.
Just runs in your family. It was,
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
So you did it. When did you find out your dad?
It was whenever I was doing music. As soon as I started doing music, and then he recognized that I was doing music. And then he was just like, you know, I started doing music too. And then he started showing me this realm. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Mind blown.
It's like, I didn't know. But fuck it. I rhyme better, pops.
Ah. Oh, I love that. I love that. When did you start, when did you start battling?
Shit, I don't really battle.
You never battled?
I never battled.
Okay.
No.
So you just did... When did you start doing shows then?
Doing shows? I was doing... I think my first show was at a spot called McSalty's. I actually was speaking to... called a homie out, Derek Cantu. Because that was the first time I saw him in Militant Minds. And that dealt with like 4 or 5 of the motherfuckers that was there. And that was the first time I did my performance. I remember I invited my brother out, my mom out, you know what I'm saying? Like, every close homie that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, did my thing. I think I had, my first, like, mixtape or album out at that time. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was just a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first album was True Air of Living. But we can do that.
You do the research. Well, what would you say has probably been like here recently the funnest show that you've done, the most like memorable time on stage?
Man, you talking to a high motherfucker. You might have to get this question next week.
I should write it down.
Yeah.
What's your favorite venue?
My favorite venue, I would honestly have to say Vices. Especially the outside bar.
Yes, I like the outside.
It just has really good energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vices, venue, and bar. Yeah. Yeah. No, Vices, bar, and venue. There we go. Backwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... What are your hobbies outside of music?
Skateboarding. Art, honestly, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Being outside. Yeah. Camping. Mostly anything outside. I'd rather do.
Yeah.
If not, I can do some art inside. For some reason, I like an interesting way of making money.
Mm-hmm.
Playing games.
What game is your favorite?
Right now, I'm lost in... This is kind of old school. I feel like it's like 20... Zoom! When was Days Gone? Yeah. Well, what year was that?
That came out in 2018.
Thank you. So, about 2018, like, I wish I had a PlayStation at that time. I'm an Xbox gamer.
Uh-huh.
So, that's an exclusive, and I can't play that on Xbox, so I was just like, fuck it. I just like watching that shit. It has, like, a Red Dead Redemption type vibe. Like, so if I had to say top game for me, it's Red Dead Redemption. I wish they would make a 3.
You have to relax because Rockstar is working on GTA 6.
Then you know.
And production got slowed up because the game got leaked. So you have to relax. We won't be talking about Red Dead Redemption 3, honestly, probably until 2026.
Oh.
Because they might actually do a new IP between to just switch it up a little bit.
It'll go quick.
You have to chill. Two,
I will.
Two is still solid.
I'm Sub-Zero.
They just stopped supporting it.
I'm Sub-Zero.
Hashtag save Red Dead Redemption 2, by the way. I'm still on that.
Yes.
What's your favorite art to do?
Graffiti.
Graffiti.
Yeah, personally, because it just has a, there's a certain tone to it that I really enjoy. I got an airbrush because it was like the closest way I can continue doing graffiti, but in a different way. And we're going to see what's up.
That sounds dope.
Shoulder shrug.
So with your clothing, do you draw for your clothing line?
I do make my own art
mm-hmm.
in my clothing line. In anything that I do, yes.
Yeah.
So
your favorite collaboration, who is that?
Right now I would say the one with Jai. We did some stuff with socks that I thought was really dope, but I got some more stuff that's coming up. From some, like a young artist I used to skateboard with. He made some dope stuff. I'm gonna do like a little mixture collaboration with him that deals with my artistry, the like true ambition.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what's popping in the future. We'll see what's popping in the future beyond then.
Yeah. Nice.
Whose number is that on the side of your hat?
On the side of my hat?
Yeah. It's a local number.
It's a spot that was across the street from the old school Fertile Ground warehouse.
What did they do there?
Don't know.
How'd you get a hat?
So the dude wanted me to spray paint a thing on the side of his building, okay. His name, the building name, mm-hmm. on the side of his building. So they brought over a couple things to Fertile Ground to promote themselves and
gotcha.
Stuff. So, not quite sure. I should probably look.
Yeah,
that up.
I mean, it's dope to just acquire random articles of clothing throughout your journey. But you have a whole phone number on the side of your head.
Don't worry. I know how to handle it.
You gonna call him?
No.
You gonna just ring it real quick? See who's on the other.
No.
What do you do at Fertile Grounds?
I'm like one of the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is Fertile Grounds? You want to tell me about it?
It's a compost and recycling co-op. Work within Oklahoma City and surrounding areas. Pretty dope.
Yeah.
Check it out. Fertileground.com.
You guys work with big companies, are you?
Yes.
Could you name a few?
I can't name them all.
Just a few.
I'm gonna let the shop do that.
Does the Devon Tower recycle?
I don't know.
So they're definitely not one.
So what's coming up in the future for you?
More music, more art, more clothing, hopefully more in a sustainable way. If I can't be the only one to try to be more sustainable when it comes to making clothing
mm-hmm.
and understanding what it takes to make it. I know it's not just us, it's the big corporation. But at the same time, the do your part is still cool. I don't even remember what the question is anymore. I'm high as shit.
Shout out to Yak. Shout out to Yakadaki.
Let it bang.
Let it bang. You know what I mean? He came through with the, you know what I mean? It was aight.
Yeah.
Put my boy on stuck mode.
We're getting lost in translation.
Yeah, Yak got a new tape coming out soon. I think he said it comes out in June. So be on the lookout for that shit. We got a
That's
collaboration
hilarious.
With him on that.
Get on with that boy.
Song's called Catch a Vibe. And it's fucking fire to smoke to.
That's Yak from Let It Bang. Tokyo.
So, do you have any plans to travel outside of Oklahoma anytime soon with music?
Always. That's always the plan. Anytime that I go camping, mm-hmm. if it's near a different state or somewhere, I'm probably going to stop by and see what's up. Okay. You know, that's just what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So, yes, as much as possible. Me and Zune are working in that realm to get to know more people and reach out and try to hit a new realm. So let's go.
Yeah. Well. Here we are, high as shit.
High as shit.
Trying to podcast.
And it's perfect.
So who's your inspiration right now? Like who are you like getting inspiration from in hip hop?
I'm a 90s baby.
Or honestly, not even just in hip hop, just in general. Like what inspires you right now?
I'm a 90s baby.
Could you speak on that a little more? Could you give us some details?
Yo. I'm a 90s baby. I was pretty much born and raised in a realm that had nothing but hip hop and soul music. And I have the realms and tones of that, which you can hear within my music. I don't know, man. It's one of those things like check it out, listen to it. You have to pay attention to it. Treat it like a movie. If you like it, watch it again. And that's just like the style of where I came from. Like I said, the Eric Sermon. Straight East Coast, but for some reasons people say I have a West Coast vibe to me.
Yeah, oh, you.
I'll take it.
You come off as a Cali beach bum.
That's. I'll take it.
That's a good thing. That's a compliment.
I don't need much. The riches is the soul within, and I enjoy it. I'll take all of it. I don't need much. Catch me in a van. Out of here.
Getting low.
I don't need much.
You want to talk about your ceremony experience? Any of them?
Oh, that shit was crazy.
I would love to hear about it if you want to talk about it.
Wait, which one?
Any of them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, start from the
beginning. The most memorable one.
Oh, man. Okay, no, the most memorable one is the one at our place.
Uh-huh.
And that shit was like, it spoke like clear knowledge and separation and seeing of everyone. Just as if I was sitting here and speaking to everyone, but everyone was just floating and galaxy, and all I saw was Neji Byakugan, fucking streams of your energy throughout your body. And as I'm speaking, I could feel the vibration that's coming out with every word. And it was just nutty.
Yeah.
Just hearing that, you can imagine the amount of power that you're really putting out there, because when you really are focused into every word, because it's just you know, really hitting. It's wild. It was nutty.
Crazy.
It was some nutty shit. But it was a recollection of pay attention to what you're saying, because every word has power. But it was also telling me to that what we say and how it's being said is the art itself. So it was also telling me to create, keep creating, because what else should you do? Just create. Just create. And I was just like, oh shit, all right. Well, fuck. And then the homies were getting like a recollection of their own, and it was almost speaking that same tone to them. And I was just like, that's okay. All right. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's really a neat experience to have, because I resonate with that. I've had an experience where someone was doing some meditation, some guided meditation during ceremony for me one time, and to feel their words just coming into me and like going through me. I was receiving it. I was like, yes, I receive this shit.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. So receiving it and allowing it to like penetrate through me and work through me and do whatever it's supposed to do. Like, that's the magic behind kind of like creating and doing what you do, actually. So to have that experience.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
I can definitely feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty wild. Yeah. But yeah, just to have that experience is, it's one of those things, just like, yeah, you have to learn how to relinquish yourself, let it be, understand what is it is, and you will catch your messages. If that didn't rhyme, that's nuts, but still, it just hit different. Mm-hmm. That day just really like spoke, and I try to keep that within alignment with what I try to do. I recently had a zone where I was just like, I didn't want to do shit, and really sitting back and like, I don't want to do it. But throughout like these like past couple of days, it's like really been like smacking me. I'm like, all right, I need to get some shit done. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm catching like those boosts of time, just really kicking my ass to really keep pushing, you know? So it's always a reminder, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Thank it. He said, give me that damn weed.
Give me that.
He's
gonna make sure he pushes it
down
so there's not that
big
gap.
Yo, the fire gap. That
shit was dangerous.
That's how you start a house fire.
That's hilarious.
Hit it one time and flick it.
That's terrible.
Trip it.
Yeah, a little dynamite stick.
Oh, God.
A dynamite stick at the end. That's terrible. I apologize for my terrible role.
It's all good, bro. It happens.
For once in a lifetime.
It'd be like that. I mean, did you use it? What did you use to pack it down?
This, but I packed it down like later.
You're supposed to pack again. It down at the base.
I know. And then that's where I failed. Go up
less and less.
That's where I failed.
Let's see. But you, that don't say nothing to your rolling skills, man. You still be putting down. Remember when we was having those speed rolling competitions?
Oh shit, you I was forgot about that shit up, bro. I forgot about that
you
shit.
You was tearing shit up. I forgot how I was even rolling. Like his coach. Every time we smoked, we would test how long it took
for him. Well, that was the blunts too, right?
Yeah. It don't matter. This is an art. I mean, I've got it down pretty quick, but like you can't. It's different. The blunt isn't. It don't need this.
Yeah,
it
don't need that. Yeah.
And the cone situation, like you got to figure that shit out. It's not the same as the blunt.
That's a fact.
Like I said, you got to pack it down towards the base, and then the closer you get to the opening, like less and less density. So it has an even circular rotation. And I'm using the 5.56 bullet full metal jacket to pack this joint.
Have you ever seen that movie, Full Metal Jacket?
Yes, love the movie.
Holy shit. Love that's
trippy.
Woo!
That's a lot.
Yeah, it
Have
is.
Have you seen Apocalypse Now?
No. I need to watch that one.
Yes. It's got a sequel, too. Both of them are really good. Yeah, those World War II and, actually, yeah, the World War II and the Vietnam War movies are my favorite.
What's your favorite Vietnam War movie?
Apocalypse Now.
That one?
Yeah. That's my shit. They play, I think it's called Rise of the Valkyries. Dun 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 dun. While they're pulling up on the coast in the fucking helicopters and they're shooting shit down. Crazy.
I haven't seen that either.
Bing bong.
Thank you.
What's your favorite movie?
I can't even think of one right now. I'm not going to lie. The last movie that had me thinking about it was like Step Brothers.
I love Step Brothers. Oh my God. Really
good. I was thinking about that one lately, but I've been watching like anime and shit and just lost in Naruto right now. I don't really have any new ones that I got a set of them that my brother wanted me to watch. I'll have to go through my notes. Find that shit. I can't remember. Attack on Titans. Fucking. Already said Naruto. Damn, that's like, do I even watch enough? God damn.
And that's the thing, bro. Like, I'm a.
What else do I have? I know I got some more. Ippo.
I'll just keep watching.
Ippo, No Champion.
Yu Yu Hakusho. And then I'll watch Shippuden just to switch it up and then jump back on Yu Yu Hakusho.
Man.
Like, I feel like I don't need any of the other animes. And that's fucked up to say as an anime fan. I hate it. I wish I could just jump right into some shit, but I'm bad about, like, expecting the pilot to, you know what I'm saying, really, yeah, really get it going, but...
I kind of get over the promoting the extra stuff sometimes. Just, like, I guess, like, into, like, nudity and shit and, like... pushing for like extra boobs and shit. I'm like,
you said pushing for extra boobs. Like, let's up the budget for
titties. Let's up the budget for extra boobs.
Crazy. Yeah, some of those animes are crazy. Like,
everything is so extra. I'm like,
Berserk is
not even needed. Y'all are
in Slayer's Nets.
Yeah, they make like some of the best like stories. I'm not gonna lie.
They're horny over there. That's what it is. They're horny as fuck in those.
I'm sure we can match here in the U.S.
That's a fact, but it's different over there.
That's hilarious.
It's a little different over there.
Their crime rate is lower than ours.
That's a fact.
I've never watched anime.
What? Does your son watch anime?
Huh?
Does your son watch anime?
Somebody got to watch some anime.
I'm going to put you on.
Okay. You got to tell me what to watch.
I got you.
You got Netflix?
I do.
Perfect.
Do you have Hulu?
No.
Not
you have a Fire Stick. Okay, I think I told you this. I need to find the remote to my Fire Stick and you can have it. It's cracked so you can watch whatever the fuck you want.
Oh my God.
We're going to put you on.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you got to give me a list.
I got you.
Okay.
I have a list. Yeah, she's smoking.
Yay. Hilarious. Oh, don't forget to tell me about these cards too.
What is this?
Energy.
You just get your energy bag.
Boost it up.
Yes. You just got your energy bag.
I'm gonna finish him with that.
The fire.
Yep.
You just got your energy bag.
What does this mean? I just got my energy back.
Yeah, you've been replenished.
Like the Sims thing you were talking about.
See, it's full circle as fuck with me. different though, because like these are not going to replenish stamina. This might replenish hydration. But
that's about all you get.
That might shock me back into.
No, that gets you energy.
Okay, so this is stamina.
It's stamina.
Stamina and hydration, right?
Stamina. That's a fact.
We're going to call fire strength.
Strength.
You got plus one strength. That's the only one you got strength. So.
Yeah.
And what are these again?
Water.
Water. Yeah.
Hydration.
Cotton mouth.
Yeah.
It's
sometimes
real.
You need to breathe.
It's real.
Can I get you a Bev?
I got something.
Okay. That's too awesome. Yeah, don't forget to tell me about these cards.
Oh, yeah, the cards?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Unconditional Love. I haven't read yet.
Definitely hit me with that when you get the chance.
Mm-hmm. I found out last night that Monster Reborn is no longer banned in tournaments.
Show me it.
What is the idea behind
it? It's been a while since I've seen that one.
They're dueling monster cards. Each card, well, most cards have a monster on them that has an attack point set and defense points. Mm-hmm. And they can either be played in attack position to attack or in defense position to defend. And then there's trap cards and spell cards, and then you can sacrifice some monsters to summon stronger monsters, and you can banish monsters to the shadow realm. You can activate people's trap cards. Like, it's fucking crazy.
So someone else has to have cards to play against you?
100%.
Okay. So, do you buy these cards separately, together? How do you upgrade your people?
You can just, like, they sell packs. They sell decks, like, full decks at, like, Target. And then you can also get booster packs that have chances of having really rare cards in them. This is just a dragon deck that I've been putting together for over the years. Pretty legendary. I've got like 5 or 6 holographic. Look at that. Let's get you some of that.
Damn.
Yay. See, I wish I could see this. It's just a little audio podcast, but
that's hilarious. Post
some pictures.
I'm definitely posting pictures with this. I'm gonna be this dragon.
Right.
He's legendary. I was like, am I playing a game right now? Legendary. Oh my god, it's the legendary.
Legendary.
It's a legendary holographic Charizard.
Mewtwo.
Little dragon deck.
Legendary Mewtwo's.
Yeah, man, fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Was super popular in the early 2000s. The show was fire, and it influenced kids to go out and buy decks. And you could go to the library, and because that's where they'd have the tournaments on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And you could pick up a paper board to show you where to place cards and shit like that. And man, before I even got to one of those, I was using 2 calculators. Me and my opponent would use a calculator to, like, calculate life points. Because you start with a set amount of life points.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you get attacked directly without a monster on the field to take the hit, then it attacks your life points. And once you hit 0, you lose. So we would calculate that shit on paper and with a calculator.
Mm-hmm.
And we was having fun. You couldn't tell a kid today that. You couldn't tell them that we were having fun with a calculator and a piece of paper and cards. They would look at you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you dumb? Like, they would look at you like, oh man, what?
Yeah, well,
what are you talking about? Yeah, what?
It's like when people get together and play chess, almost. They don't do that a lot either.
At all. My parents still play chess.
Mm-hmm.
Was understanding that how to count that hard.
Who handed this to me?
I was understanding how to count that hard.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you just take the sheet of paper, like some copy paper, and we would pretty much draw our own board, like the places that would allow. I think you could put up to 4 cards, maybe 5 across and on the top, so those 2 rows. And so we would just draw that, draw space for the deck, and then the amount of life points at the top. And then on the side, we would calculate plus and minus every time they went up and down with the calculator. Yes, sir. Old school shit, man.
Yeah.
Do they still, they don't have these kinds of, like, tournaments or anything anymore?
They do. Yeah, there was a dude last night. I don't even know how we got into conversation about it, but we started talking about these cards, and he went to his bag and pulled out a whole like few decks in a holder, and was That's saying he still goes to tournaments. He's got some fire ass Japanese cards. Like, dude is in it.
That's wild.
He's a collector. You ran
into somebody like that.
Yeah, just That's randomly, lit. And I don't even remember how we ended up talking about it because.
That's lit.
I just remember pulling the deck out, and it was up.
Random. He said, "I always keep a pocket for it." So.
Yeah, gotta keep the legendary dragon deck on me because you never know when it might pop off. It could have popped off last night, but homie was an ally.
That's hilarious.
It almost got busy.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Go to a show, pull out your deck.
No, that's a fact. Pause. You just never know. That's hilarious. You have to put the pause on you.
Pause. No, she ain't got to pause it. I paused it just because it was in the room.
You accepted the pause.
Yeah, but she don't got to pause it. We have to pause it.
No, pauses that bounces.
What are some of your favorite strains of weed?
Honestly, I'm still testing them.
Test this.
Which one is this one?
That's some apple fritter.
I've had some pretty good ones that you found, but I feel like I'm still testing them.
I am a connoisseur. Check this out.
Is that what we've been smoking?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, the apple fritter?
Mm-hmm. Pardon me, y'all. Exhale. It is such a beautiful day outside.
Yeah. I really wanted to wake up and go to the farmer's market today. But I stayed up way too late watching fucking Mandalorian.
Like to look or to do a pop-up?
To look and shop.
Yeah, we should do that sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never been to the one out here. I think I've been to Old Paris when I was a kid, when I was little.
My farmer's market that I like to go to, I think I've went to Scissortail once. But my favorite one is the old farmer's market by the Loaded Bowl. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I love it, yeah. They have the best stuff, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy. That place, I remember when I was like a teenager.
Me too.
They would always have shows there, like live performances. They'd have artists come from out of town and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, we probably went up there 4 or 5 times. I've never been inside. And this is why. So we went for shows and we'd be standing in line. And before we could even get in, either a fight would start, or there would be gunshots, or they'd be at capacity. And so I've never been inside that farmer's market.
Well, you just come to shop for vegetables and
you right? I was trying to see when it was popping. And I was like the legit farmer's market. And I was trying to see the venue, but never happened.
Yeah. I've been to the venue. I've went and seen some shows there. They have like house music that plays there. Who else have I seen?
I bet
seen
they
there?
Stopped doing ratchet ass hip hop.
Because
they was doing shows that were bringing them out.
Head PE was the last band that I seen at the farmer's market. And they're like, do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
They are an underground, like, West Coast band.
Oh, okay.
They do a good mixture of, like, rock, trap, hip-hop.
Yo.
Yeah. They're really cool.
You gotta put me on.
I will.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Yeah. So I started watching them perform when I was, like, 18. I started seeing them at the Diamond Ballroom. They would come with Cottonmouth Kings and Tech N9ne.
Okay.
So I would, every time they would come to Oklahoma, I would go watch them. They were like some of my favorite bands.
That's wild. What was the name again?
Head PE, and then Cottonmouth Kings and Tech N9ne.
Yeah, Tech N9ne's going to be here on my birthday, but I got to work. My brother was going to take me, but I was like, bro, I don't think I'll make it home and be ready in time to even get out there.
Yeah.
sucks.
That's lit.
Heard Chance the Rapper was gonna be out here.
Today? Or tonight?
Yeah, I think so. Free event.
JB was like fighting against it or some
it's
shit.
It's a religious event. So I heard, allegedly. I don't know that. For the record.
For the record?
Allegedly. Hey. I gotta protect myself, you know what I mean? Quit playing. Oh, yeah, we have a problem.
What's that?
The tobacco is being burned.
Oh, here. I can do this.
Oh, there is a lid.
There is a lid. Hey, it's a Parmesan jar. I just keep all my jars. It's a thing.
We do the same.
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I always have something I can do with jars.
Yeah, yeah, unless we're, like, recycling it or something. Or, like, we'll just put it in that glass pile, that fertile ground, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the... What are your favorite fucking smokes?
Bro, I fucking love Grape Gas. One of my favorites is Forbidden Fruit. I love Frozen Grapes. I love Little Nicky. I just had some shit a few weeks ago. Some Platinum Truffle. Oh my God. Like, what the fuck? Like, come on. Platinum Truffle. Fucking Fresh Coast Cakes. Like, Blackberry Punch. Grape Jelly.
I can't remember shit.
My goodness.
It's not good.
No.
I think it's too high.
Banana trail mix. EOS. Georgia pie. Some fucking garlic juice. Miracle Alien Cookies.
Garlic juice you gave us for.
Yeah, those pre-rolls.
That shit was beautiful.
Yes, sir. Super subtle.
You want your energy cards back?
Damn, no, that's a fact.
No, because those weren't in my possession. They were in the deck, waiting to be drawn. Maybe I do need them. Definitely need the hydration cards.
I can offer mine.
Because I am less water.
So when do you think predictive programming started?
Who wants to go?
Allegedly.
Okay, so allegedly, yeah. Allegedly, my guess would be probably around the time that the MK Ultra experiments were going on.
Bingo, 30s, 40s.
Let's go.
Oh,
yes.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. CIA, and it was OSS, I believe, before it was the CIA.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'll take CIA for 300.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
ABC boys.
You see what I mean? Saying this kind of stuff out loud. Exactly. Allegedly. Kowalski. Analyst. Analysis. Yeah, let me go ahead and get these hydration cards. Because
squares. Circles.
There we go.
The L ones can be the R ones.
It can. Especially for Dying Light.
Ooh.
Because that's the weirdest bumper jumper situation I've ever been put in. Yeah. Who the fuck jumps with right bumper ever? I was watching Brad play Dead Island, and he was even saying, like, it's really weird jumping with X. Like, I'm usually, the jump button is L1 for me. Because he usually on PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel you. I've been bumper jumping my whole life, and out of nowhere, Dying Light, Techland just decides, okay, we're going to switch it up on him. Why? That's so weird.
That's funny.
No one wants to jump with the right bumper. Like, even right-handed people. I'm sure Brad's right-handed.
He gotta be.
Like, come on.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
That's
no, it's okay.
Go off.
Sorry.
We're predictive programming right now.
Man. So, yeah. Allegedly, in the 30s and 40s. I mean, is that, like... Allegedly, is that facts? Like, is that documented?
When it all started and everything?
Yeah.
Like, when the CIA started? Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, that leading to predictive AI.
Predictive AI? I'm talking about, like, programming what we're watching to have, like,
Oh, okay, yeah.
A certain
then, yeah, okay,
thought exactly. And.
But I also think that that led up to artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. To make us not think.
Yeah.
To on make, our own.
Yeah, to add on to being swayed by certain outlets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's not alleged. That is documented.
I feel like it is.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I think.
Okay. So allegedly.
Allegedly.
It probably stemmed from that. What else you got?
So me and my son were having a conversation about thinking the creator of The Simpsons was a time traveler. As much as that was what I would want to believe, because I love all of that, time travels for real.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's predictive programming. I think that they're just making something seated into your mind, so it's just okay, you just accept it when it happens. Kind of like Independence Day and what they're getting ready to do around election time, allegedly.
Right.
Right.
Interesting.
They've been prepping us and priming us, something's coming, the mothership. And it's God damn it. Are we on Independence Day movie right now?
So what do you think it actually is, if not time travel?
Predictive programming for this reality. They're just getting us... I do believe there is time travelers, but...
But not for The Simpsons.
Not for The Simpsons.
Okay,
no.
Would this be, somehow linked to the Mandela effect as far as, people not remembering some of these episodes?
No, I think the Mandela effect is when we're jumping timelines. When we're somehow...
For sure.
...interacting with different timelines, we're going somewhere else. Because some people remember one thing, but
right.
Some people won't. So, are you from this timeline? So, what we remember is not matching up to what you remember?
So, predictive programming comes into play for The Simpsons how? Are they putting out... Do you think they're making these scenes now and putting them out?
Yeah, I think that's all part of, the CIA...
Yeah.
...situation. I think that's what The Simpsons is. I don't think The Simpsons is a time traveler. I think The Simpsons, in generalized, that show, that's definitely predictive programming. It's not a time traveler. They're just... That show is created for kids and for adults.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's watching it. The whole family's getting together to watch it. So
right.
They're just preparing them for what's coming. Putting it in your subconscious, making you remember, seeding you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so one Mandela effect situation is where Sinbad is denying the fact that he was playing a genie in this movie, but everyone remembers it. And the fucked up thing is Shaq also played a genie in a movie, and the movies were very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are like, oh, okay, well, maybe it was the Shaq one I was thinking about. It's not.
It's not.
I know I saw the movie.
Shazam, right? Or is it
not? Kazam was the one with Shaq in it. I don't remember the name of the one with Sinbad, but I know he played a genie in a movie. And so
I remember it
just
too.
2 weeks ago, somebody posted a video of them with the VHS copy of that movie with Sinbad on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same.
No. They're two different movies.
Completely.
But he had a copy of it.
Yes.
So it's not really a Mandela effect. To an extent. Because it did happen.
It's like the Bernsteins.
Berenstain and Berenstain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Febreze. There's a million
Chick-fil-A.
Of them. Yep, there's a million of them.
Kit Kat. Yeah.
But they just...
That's trippy to me, because...
It's seamless transitioning in marketing. Because, you're not waiting for the next Febreze commercial. So when you see the next one, you don't notice that they jammed an E in it. Because they usually have fucking fake mists of shit flying through the air. And then you're taking a trip through the living room. And then the kid's taking out the trash. And it's like,
yeah.
You did it, so perfect. You walked me through the entire commercial. It's hilarious.
I'm just saying.
I just watched it.
You're not looking for those things. So when it's brought to your attention, you're like, oh shit, you're right. But you weren't looking for it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to determine whether or not it's a multiversal thing or if it truly is just the fact that you're not paying attention to certain things. Now, Sinbad, in this particular situation, I don't think it's the Mandela effect. I think he wanted to erase all connections to that movie.
Why?
I mean, you never know. People regret taking roles all the time.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing that out there. It could literally be anything.
That makes sense.
Maybe he felt like that movie tarnished his acting career. He was in the first kid where he played the president's kid's fucking security guard or some shit like that.
He was getting picked on.
Bro. Shout out to Sinbad though. Yeah, he was funny as fucking in Good Burger.
I mean the teacher.
Yeah, with the afro.
With the afro.
And the Coogi button up.
Ow.
Yeah.
You don't fuck up my car.
Yeah, good shit, man.
Porsche.
Are you looking for... I'm sorry. It just happens. My brain will just be like...
Rapid fire.
Okay, just real quick. Are you looking forward to the sequel?
The sequel to which one?
Good Burger.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Why? Why the...
Because...
we didn't ask for it. Hollywood gives a shit.
Nobody
we didn't ask
ever
for.
Really
we didn't ask
for it.
Coming
no,
to America.
I don't think
too.
It's gonna be the same.
It's not.
It's,
of course, it's not.
It's
they're
gonna be cool. To
they're gonna
see
recycle
them,
jokes, it, and that's it. The nostalgia when you see them on the screen and for a few minutes, and then it'll be gone. Because they're gonna recycle
it's
jokes.
A blockbuster.
They're that's going it. To tell a bunch of corny ass jokes, and it's just I don't think it's gonna be a great movie.
They should just drop it as a blockbuster.
Or straight to Netflix. But honestly, these days Netflix is putting out heat, so. They might not even be able to do that.
Oh, no, I think they could have done it on Netflix. I'm not sure.
I guess we'll have to see when the
just
movie
just my
comes
opinion,
out.
I feel like they'd be at it.
Do you remember Good Burger?
I do remember Good Burger.
Did you love that movie?
Just seeing them both.
Are you excited for a sequel?
Do
you feel like there is a statute of limitations on when a sequel should be put out?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Because it's like Dumb and Dumber. Think about that one.
Yeah, and I feel like that's it comes true. Down to like just money. They're like, people love that movie, let's make a sequel. They're not thinking, okay, it's been 24 years
they're
since that movie came out.
They're thinking history repeats itself.
Yeah, and it's not working. They're ruining Marvel movies. They're ruining Marvel movies. I just saw... I don't know if it was James Gunn or somebody, they were writing a movie, maybe a DC movie, and they took it to the company, and they were like, this isn't going to work, this isn't funny enough, we need you to make this funnier, people are going to want more jokes.
Yeah.
And so, like, the higher-ups telling the people who are down there actually working and doing the filming and the writing and everything, like, that sucks. That really sucks because now the movie's going to be a corny Hollywood mess.
Yeah.
And I hate it because the comics are amazing. The stories are deep and they're intriguing. And I feel like they're just slapping it with some CGI and sending this on its way. So I'm not excited for this shit. Welcome to Good Burger.
Home of the Good Burger. Can I take it away? Popping up out of juice.
Can I take
you better be popping up out of juice.
Can I take your order?
That's all I gotta be
popping
saying.
Popping up out of juice?
Yeah, because he jumped in the fucking...
Oh, the shake machine?
Jack Bacuzzi.
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
He just jumped in and just
Yo,
started.
Kurt was trying to put people on the grinder the whole
Kurt
time.
Kurt was trying to put people in. And his ass better be on there.
Kurt had one of those... We all knew this kid in school. In elementary school, there was a kid that would wear the open button-up, but it had, like, a dragon with a fucking tiger coming out of his mouth, spit fire next to a sword, like, unsheathing out of a rock. Like, you remember those shirts? Super graphic short-sleeve button-up that the kid would just rock with a white tee.
I had one.
We all probably did.
I definitely had one.
Yeah, it's like that.
That's wild. I'm about to say, he had a Johnny... Bravo haircut.
Who?
Homeboy want to put everybody in the grinder.
Oh, he did. He really did.
Mm-hmm.
And he was built like Screech.
That's hilarious. That's really funny.
It took me minutes. Oh, God.
I gotta pee now. I'm not gonna lie.
All right. What's your creative process?
Creative process, when it comes to True Ambition and or True Era.
Oh, so this is what it feels like when you forget to make sure your phone is recording. Boy, gotta love those moments. But what do? You just keep going. You give yourself a high five and say, shit happens, right? Well, that's exactly what just happened. So, awesome. So, since I accidentally fucked up, let's just be honest. Let's go ahead and tell you how I ran into Tsunami Fish and True Ambition. I was working at a cannabis grow in 2021, and they came and toured the facility I was working at. Well, in that time, I started listening to their music. They introduced themselves and let us know about where they were streaming, their names, and all that jazz. And then the rest is history. Boom, that's it. No, it's not it. So I start listening to their music. I'm really invested, really loving it. They're so animated, and their music, everything going on in the production of it, into the lyrics, into how they flow together. I mean, I am a huge fan. I'm like, damn, this is amazing. And I am just really enjoying it. And then I get a diagnosis of CML, and that's devastating to my mental health. So I delve a lot more deep into their music. I kind of put out and shut out the world for a while and just kind of reclused. And in those times that was going on in my life, I had their music. And it would seem like when something happened, or something bad was told to me, or the roller coaster got a little too deep, their music was always there for me. And I developed a friendship with these two amazing human beings. And I've been on my journey since 2021 trying to heal, and my body, my vessel, and their music has been a consistent in my journey of healing. So that's where we're at. I am beyond grateful to have had the opportunity to meet them. Watch their journey through music since I have been following it, and to be able to become friends with these two beings is amazing. Again, I feel absolutely blessed to have sat here with them and conversated and got to know them a little bit more, and it's been an amazing journey. To True Ambition, True Era, Tsunami Fish, I am forever grateful for you both. So thank you so much. And thank you all, guys, for hanging out with me, your local hood hippie extraordinaire, on the Psychonauts Mirror. This has been an amazing time sitting here with you all, and I hope you have enjoyed this podcast thoroughly, because it was very fun for me to make, even though I did not hit play when my phone turned off. It's fine. It's fine. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get over it. I'm going to be just fine. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I love you. Mwah, bye.